Hey, welcome to episode 381 of the Beginner Photography Podcast, brought to you by CloudSpot, the all-in-one solution for photographers to deliver and even sell your photos online. I'm your host, Raymond Hatfield, and each week you're going to learn tips and tricks from me and some of the world's best photographers on how you can use your camera to capture compelling moments. And to date, we have an episode from the BPP Vault. You know, after years of putting out podcast interviews and releasing hundreds of episodes, we have built up a rich library full of gold photo nuggets. Now, these curated rewind episodes allow for new photographers to discover the timeless info that has helped countless photographers and allow longtime listeners to revisit and hear an episode with fresh ears and more hands-on photography experience to draw from. So in today's BPP Rewind episode, we are talking about how to stand out in a saturated photography market. Because let's be honest, there's more photographers than ever because of, you know, just how easy it is to get into photography with digital photography. And if you want to make a name for yourself as a photographer, it's tougher and tougher to do so. So in this episode, I break down the four things that you need to do to stand out in a saturated photography market. Let's get into it. I'm going to be covering a lot today. There are really four steps to standing out as a photographer in any sort of market, especially a saturated market. But I want you to know that before you can stand out, you have to be a decent photographer. So this title is a bit clickbaity because if you don't know how to use your camera and the importance of exposure, composition, and light, then you're just going to be wasting your time here today by simply hoping for the best, right? A professional athlete does not hope for the best. They continually develop their skills every single day. So that's my little disclaimer. For this whole thing, I realized I kind of mapped out this whole episode and I looked at it all and I thought these are, you know, I often tell guests before they come on the show that the listeners are you guys. Are the photographers going from 0 to 1 rather than 1 to 100? There are so many podcasts that cover the 1 to 100. You know, that there's so much in there, but you just need to get started. You just need to know what the first step is. And after I wrote this, I thought, wow, I'm really tackling like the 1 to 50 in this episode. So I want to share a quote first. That is by Confucius, and it stands out to me. And I've heard this quote, you know, 1,000 times, but the quote is, a journey of 1,000 miles begins with a single step. Miles? That doesn't make any sense. Confucius wasn't he Chinese? Okay, I'm going to have to look that up. Actually, I just realized, but regardless, the message stays true, right? A journey of 1,000 miles begins with a single step. And as I said, I've heard this quote more times than I can count. Yet, I actually had to go through it myself for it to make sense. Every time, you know, I'm starting on this road to where I got to today, I would hear that quote and it would just go in one ear and just right out the other. It would not stick at all. I'd be like, okay, I get it. This isn't practical. How can I use this? This doesn't mean anything. I get that you have to start somewhere before, you know, you get there. But it didn't really mean anything to me. But now that I'm, you know, at a place to where I'm not taking that first step or I'm not taking, you know, I've gone past the first mile, say, I can look back and think, okay, maybe this wasn't the most actionable quote, but it is completely relevant to this journey of photography. And I wish that I would have held on to that more because it would have given me, not more power, but it would have given me, the mindset to just keep moving forward. And that's where I'm going with this, is that you just need to keep moving forward, because this is not an overnight journey. This It's not an overnight journey. It's all about persistence. And the person who stays in the game the longest wins. But you have to start with that single step. So, on top of that, in photography, because it is a long journey, in life we go through journeys, right? Things happen to us throughout life that, are unfortunate or hold us back. But we also go things that are very helpful and motivating and push us. But for those times where it is hard, for those times where you don't know what to do next, you have to have a why. So what does that mean? You have to have a why in photography. You have to know why you're doing this. Why did you pick up a camera? Not only why did you pick up a camera, why do you continue to shoot? Why do you continue to keep clicking the camera? Why do you want to do that? Because, as I said, there will be times where you feel like hanging up the camera for good, where things get hard. They're difficult. And you think to yourself, this isn't worth it. What am I doing? And this comes especially if you are using your camera to produce some sort of income. Because, as I can tell you, I got into photography because I love the artistic side of photography, not because I was good at business and thought that I could rock this. There's been so many times where I have felt, almost defeated. Like, what am I doing wrong? And you just don't know because, you are in control of all of it. And if you don't know the answer, then, who do you turn to? So there will be times where you feel like hanging up your camera and just getting a job at Starbucks or, something else where you just walk in, you just do your time, and then you get out and collect that paycheck because it seems like it's going to be much easier. But it's in those moments that having a why will make the decision to keep going so much easier. It'll make it a no-brainer because you need to keep going. If you are just in photography for the money, the moment that you stop making money, you're going to want to give up on photography and it's going to be an easy decision. If you are in photography for a reason, you love telling stories, because you love seeing somebody's face when you deliver, the photos of something special that happened in their life. If it's because of those reasons, it is going to be so much easier to keep going. And again, that is the name of the game. It is persistence. And the person who, is in the game the longest wins. That's how this works. That got kind of, like I was on a soapbox there for a moment. So let me go ahead and step down, because it is time to talk about actionable ways that you can stand out as a photographer in a saturated market. So I've kind of broken this down into four steps. There are four things that you need to do to actually stand out as a photographer in a saturated market. So let's get into them. The first one, the number one thing that you have to do to stand out in a saturated market as a photographer is to develop your style. I know what you're thinking. Okay, we know this. Everybody needs to develop their style. Tell me how to develop a style. I thought a lot about this. How can I give you tips to develop your style, faster, more efficiently, with confidence? And the truth is, there's only one way to develop your style. And that is that you have to take a lot of photos. That's the only way. That is the only way. Because here's the thing. I don't think that you pick a style. I don't. I think that your style, it picks you. And that may sound kind of like out there, like in the universe or whatever, but hear me out. Because your style is simply, it's a culmination of pretty much every life experience that you have ever had. And therefore, your style is unique to you. Everybody's style is unique to them, if they're true to it, like if they really listen to it and they hone it and they're not just going out and like, you know, watching a YouTube tutorial on, you know, how to make your photo look like this and then just doing that forever, because that is how somebody else developed their style. That's not how you develop your style. Your life experiences have created a style within you and you don't even know it yet. I'm serious. So therefore, the only way to dig it out of you and to find it, not only to find it, but then to develop it, is to shoot a ton. And if I'm being honest, you're never going to be done. I've been shooting for over a decade and I'm still, you know, finding new things about my style. It is continuing to evolve. When I first started, you know, I thought that I liked one thing. I'm going to go hard on this. And then I actually, to tell you the truth, I didn't even plan on sharing this. But when I first started, I really wanted all of my photos like to stand out by having like high key images, meaning that I wanted a light on my subject, highlighting them every single time, right? I wanted them to be predominant, not even thinking about, you know, like, the logistics of how to make that done, or that's not even aesthetically pleasing to me, to be honest. I just thought like that would be something easy enough that I could do to make me stand out. But the truth was, is that I really didn't like those photos that I was taking. I was just doing it to stand out. And that wasn't, you know, what I found pleasing. So therefore I had to stop. But now as time goes on, again, you know, even last year, I thought that I liked something specific. You know, I've shared this over the past year. I really loved wide angle images. I think that if you can capture a great wide angle, you know, wide angle shot, something like, you know, at 16 millimeter, from like 16 to 20 millimeters on, you know, full frame, then you were a master of storytelling and of composition. So that's what I did. I was like, I want to do this. There is so much in the frame that you can't hide anything. So a lot of it is just like timing and getting it right. So I tried to master this. I pretty much only had like wide angle lenses just so that I could hone this skill and get better at it. Because again, the only way that you can develop your style is to shoot a ton. So I shot a ton with wide angle images. And then over time, I started to realize that I was not as good at taking wide angle images as I thought that I was. I would look at these photos and think like, oh, there was no reason for this to be a wide angle shot. You know, like this is an intimate moment between a bride and a father, you know, hugging. And we are, you know, there's no context. The wide angle shot doesn't add any context to the photo for me, like where I was in that moment. And therefore, I was just shooting it because that's just what was on my camera at the time. And now over this past year, I've realized like, wow, I really like longer lenses. I really like, instead of going, you know, the 16 to 35 route, I love the 85. I want that to live on my camera as long as I can before, you know, I have to switch it out because I got to get wider. That is my style that has developed only in the last year after, you know, more than a decade of shooting. Only in this last year have I discovered this. So what I mean by it will never be done, that is what I mean. It is refined over time. And now I'm taking photos that I love, that I think my clients are loving more than they did, you know, clients this year are loving photos that more. I got way ahead of myself. My clients this year, I feel, love their photos more than my clients last year. And I would never have found this if photography got hard and I gave up after the first year or, you know, 2 years or even 8 years. I never would have found this. So it will never be done. You can't describe your style. You can't say, this is my style. This is how I shoot every time. If as long as I do this, I'm good. You can't do that because it's in the way that you frame your shot one more inch to the left. It's in choosing 1/160th of a second of a shutter speed over 1/25th of a second. It's shooting at f2.8 over f1.8. These small changes that you make are what will create your style, will be the culmination of your style, and nobody can tell you what that is. You can't even pick that out right now. It has to be discovered. It has to be pulled out of you. Because style is so much more than just the way that a photo is edited. It is everything. It is everything that goes into creating that photo. Where you shoot it, how you shoot it, the angle at which you shoot it, where the light is when you shoot it. And editing is an important factor. It is. You know, there's no denying that. Editing is an important factor. But you're not there yet. You are still trying to figure out. If you're still trying to figure out what your style is, you need to focus on the technical abilities to figure that out. And another thing, honestly, don't worry about keeping up, you know, with trends or whatever, or even being copied, because right now you are in full on technical building mode. You know, you can do something new. Everybody can do something new right away. But, you know, don't worry about being copied at this moment, because you don't even know what it is that you love a ton in photography. So until you figure that out, just experiment and try new things all the time. Okay. Tip number two, the second thing that you need to focus on to stand out as a photographer in a saturated market is, and this is the big one, this is the big one to stand out in a saturated market, okay? And that is, focus on your one thing. Focus on your one thing. And then go deep. Go as deep as you possibly can. When you get started in photography, you're not a photographer. You probably already have some sort of, you know, personal preference toward a style of photography that you want to do. So you're not just a photographer. Maybe you want to shoot landscapes. So you're an aspiring landscape photographer. And I think that's once people kind of figure that out, They kind of stop right there. Like, oh, okay, if it's outdoors, if it's a landscape, I will shoot that. That is what I'm going to do. This is going to be my thing. I'm going to be a great landscape photographer. But that's not enough. So let me explain. If you want to stand out in a saturated market, right? Because everybody's first step is to label themselves as some sort of photographer. I'm a family photographer. I'm a landscape photographer. I'm a wedding photographer. The step after that is they think, okay, I want to be the best landscape photographer, right? But that's not a thing. That's like saying, I want to be the best race car driver. Well, you know, Are you racing NASCAR? Are you racing, you know, demolition derbies? Is it a rally car? Is it an F1 car? All these are totally different types of things. But they do all live under the umbrella of race car drivers. So you can't just be the best landscape photographer. You need to go deeper. You need to be the best sunrise, high altitude, mountain pond photographer. That's how you go deep. That is how you go deep. Because suddenly, now you have a specialty. You have one thing that you do. You shoot sunrises, high altitude mountains, and then you shoot little bodies of water, like pond at the top of these mountains. Or, you know, close to the top, whatever. I'm sure there's not a pond at the top of a mountain. Anyway, you know what I mean. You know what I mean here. So when your style has, you know, that also helps develop your style. Because now you're doing a specific thing. And then you will be the person to go to for that kind of shot. You know, you don't want to be the best portrait photographer. Like, what does that mean? Are you taking headshots? Are you photographing children? Are you in a studio? Are you outdoors? No. You want to be the best lifestyle portrait photographer for families with multiple foster children over the age of 7. I'm serious. Go deep. Go deep. Be the best lifestyle portrait photographer for families with multiple foster children over 7. You will be the person to go to. The person. It will be no contest. If there is somebody looking for family photos and they have foster children, you know, who are older, they're going to pick you every single time. Every single time, regardless of your style. Are you ready to transform your love for photography into profit? Imagine capturing beautiful moments while bringing in a little extra money for your family each month. Sound too good to be true? With CloudSpot, it's not just a dream. Designed by photographers for photographers, CloudSpot simplifies your business. Effortlessly organize shoots, send professional contracts, questionnaires, invoices, and enjoy faster payment payouts with the lowest fees in the industry, including PayPal. Forget lost emails and messy spreadsheets. CloudSpot offers a streamlined workflow, letting you focus on the moment. And here is the clincher. Grab your free CloudSpot account at deliverphotos.com and you'll get access to my personal wedding and portrait contracts and questionnaires. So don't let uncertainty hold you back. Embrace the future of photography business management with CloudSpot Studio. Sign up at deliverphotos.com today and transform your passion into profit. Find what it is, obviously, here's the caveat. Find what it is that you love and then focus on that one thing. Don't, you see, here's the thing. You can't pick that out today. You can't pick that out today. You can't say, oh, you know what? I'm going to shoot weddings for couples on their second marriage over 30 in, cornfields. You can't do that. You can't do that. You have to figure out what it is that you love and then go from there. Okay. But I want you to keep that in mind. What is it that you love to shoot? And I'm sure that you can figure out something. You know, you're not a portrait photographer. You're a family photographer. Okay. Now you know the next step. Go deeper. Who are you a family photographer for? You know, do you only want to shoot outside? Figure out what that thing is and go deep. And again, this happens over time. I'm still working on mine. Okay. Oh, also, okay, so I know that you're thinking, okay, but if I am a family photographer, if I'm a lifestyle portrait photographer for families with multiple foster children over 7, aren't that cutting out like a lot of the market? Like, how does that make any sense at all? Okay, good point. You are cutting out a lot of the market. But. You will be the person to go to, which means that you will have a clear monopoly over these people, right? Not only that, you will love what it is that you do because you have picked this out. Your job is going to be more rewarding. You are going to know how to cater to that person. Do you think, you know, McDonald's is sad because some people decide that they want tacos over cheap hamburgers? No, they're not. They know that one thing that they love and they go deep. They go deep. A lot of people like, you know, a beer or a mixed drink with their dinner. Does McDonald's offer that? No. And yet they are extremely profitable. One of the most, in fact, I think it is the most profitable restaurant in the world. Do they care? No. They're cutting out a lot of people. But they know the one thing that they are good at, that they want to do, and then they just go deep. They go deep. Don't worry about cutting people out. Focus on yourself and then take that first step because this is a 1,000-mile journey and you will need persistence. But one day you are going to get to a grassy area after climbing up a mountain for, you know, years. You're going to get to a grassy area and things are going to even out and you're going to think, oh my gosh, I figured this out. I'm finally to a place to where this is easier. Again, it's all about persistence. Okay, the number 3 thing that you can do to stand out as a photographer in a saturated market is to charge more. This is all mindset. This is all mindset. Now, I don't know if you're cringing right now, like, ugh, or thinking, yeah, I know, but I live in like a rural town or whatever. If there's anybody in your town, in your rural town. Can I say that? Am I saying that correctly? Rural, whatever. This is kind of embarrassing. Okay, so if there is anybody in your town, in this rural little town that owns, you know, a Mac laptop or a computer or something, there are people who can afford photography. If you have a target near your city, you can be sustained as a photographer who charges their worth. I promise you. Because these two things, you know, Apple laptop, or just Apple in general, and Target, focus on people who are value conscious and not price conscious. These are two very different things. Two very different things. Value conscious and price conscious are two very different things. People buy, you know, Apple computers because they're perceived as more reliable. They're perceived as higher end. They're perceived as, more, you know, of a status symbol. And people pay for that. Do you, if you go to the Apple store, you will see computers that cost, you know, four times as much as an equivalent Windows-based computer. So why would anybody buy the Mac system? It's because of the perception of that. Like, oh, this costs more. It has to be better. People just think that. And I can't, you know, I can't change their minds. I think that way too sometimes. I see a cheeseburger for, you know, $2, and I see a cheeseburger for $20. And I think to myself, you know, my brain isn't logical at that moment. I'm not thinking, but is that $20 cheeseburger 20 times better than the $1 cheeseburger? No, I'm thinking, oh man, there's got to be something in that $20 cheeseburger that is pretty good. I want to give that a shot. You know, it's not, people don't make rational decisions when it comes to money. As much as we try to, people just don't make rational decisions when it comes to money. Let me ask you a question. You have a very important event. You have a once-in-a-lifetime event happening. It's your wedding day. It is your wedding day. And in this fantasy of ours, there's no budget, right? Don't even think about money here. And you're looking at two photographers, and one photographer charges $500 for the entire day to come out, shoot your entire day for $500. And then another photographer charges $5,000 to come out and shoot for just 8 hours. Who do you think is the better photographer? Whose photos do you think will come out better? Who will provide a better experience for you? If you're thinking the $5,000 photographer, I don't know why, because I didn't give you any sort of context. I didn't give you any of their background. I didn't, you know, tell you anything about them except for the price. Proving that this is all mindset. It is all mindset. People don't know you, right? And I got to tell you, I was scared when I first started. I was scared to charge more than what I was. I think I shot my first wedding for, I believe, $700. And I was scared to charge more than that because I thought that it would severely limit my market for the people who could, you know, pay for my services. And I thought to myself, you know, photography shouldn't be a luxury. You know, everyday people should be able to afford this. But then I realized, wait a second. Photography is kind of the definition of a luxury. It is not required for life. It is extra. It's a luxury. It's pictures. Pictures are a luxury. Nobody needs them. People want them. Nobody needs them. Nobody needs a Louis Vuitton purse. Nobody needs a Maserati, but they want them. It is a luxury. People tell themselves stories that they're not worth the money. You think to yourself, well, if I can't afford a Maserati, I can't charge Maserati prices. And then they box themselves into a corner. Because if you just give yourself that mindset, it's easier to charge pennies. And if you do, if you charge pennies, you will overwork yourself. You'll get work, but you will overwork yourself. You will get stressed on the amount of editing that you have to do. And now you're going to have no time to experiment and grow as a photographer. So then you become stale. In fact, I could make an entire episode on this, but you know, if you've ever taken a flight, when they give that in case of emergency, you know, speech, case of an emergency, mask is going to drop down or whatever. What do they say? Who do you put the mask on first? Yourself. They say, put the mask on yourself before helping others. This is because you need to be in a good place before you can help others. So when it comes to charging more, if you are burnt out because you are charging, you know, $50 for a photo session, you may be working a ton. Honestly, you probably won't, because then somebody's going to say, but Sarah down the road charges $45. And then you're going to think, oh, it's only $5. Okay. Yeah, I'll do $45 as well. And then you're just going to get so burnt out. And when you are burnt out, you can't help others. You can't help yourself. You can't, you know, be present with your family when you're stressed out over losing $5. You cannot do it. You cannot do it. You have to charge more. Hey, Raymond here, and I know that diving into the world of editing can feel like navigating a maze, especially if you're just starting out. So that's why I created our exclusive collection of 52 Lightroom presets, absolutely free. While presets can dramatically enhance your photos, they're not a one-click solution. They're a starting point for your creativity and an opportunity to learn and grow in your editing skills. These presets work seamlessly with all versions of Lightroom, whether you're on a computer or using Lightroom Mobile. And they're designed to simplify your editing process, adding that professional touch to your photos while giving you the flexibility to fine-tune them to your taste. So if you're ready to take your photos to the next level, head over to freephotographypresets.com right now and get editing today. Now, I know that you're thinking, or maybe you're thinking, you know, I've had entire episodes where I talk about shooting for free, and that's different. Shooting for free is to grow your portfolio. When you charge more, you are an established photographer. You are, you know, you're trying to make a living at this. You've already found your one thing. You can't charge more by doing by being an everything photographer. That won't work. You have to charge more by following these steps. You have to have already found your one thing and focused on it and drilled down, you know, to define who you are. And then you can charge more. But in general, I really do think that people can charge more than what they're charging already. And I think that people would be happy to pay for it. But again, you can't, photography is a luxury. It is. There's no denying it. It is technically a luxury. And therefore, you can charge luxury prices. It's all mindset. It is all mindset. And this is going to take a while to work on, but got to take that first step. All right, we made it to step four. Step four. When you are trying to stand out as a photographer in a saturated market, step number four is to care about other people. So what does that mean? Well, we live in this world of social media scalability, right? People want to post something on Facebook and then get an inquiry right away. People want to pay, you know, $5 to boost a post and then book a $1,000 wedding. And if that were the case, you know, I would pay $5 I'd be able to book out an entire year in one day for, you know, for $50. And that just doesn't work. It does not work. Why is that? Because you haven't made enough of a personal connection with people. You know, you can either be high volume, low cost, and then you just don't have time to give people attention. You just, you know, show up, do your job, and then go home and deliver what you promised and then move on. Or you can focus on people. This is where charging more comes in. You focus on people and you go one-on-one. One-on-one is going to be the way to do it. And, you know, you can just look at the numbers. If you have an ad saying, I will shoot your wedding for $1,000. That ad can be shown to 2,000 people. And maybe one person might book you, you know, maybe, if you're lucky. But if you are in a room of 100 brides, and you go and you talk to them individually, one-on-one, I promise you, five of them will book. and you talk to them and you listen and you find out about their wedding day, five of them will book. It's because you went one-on-one. You made that personal connection. I just realized I can't do that math in my head what the ratio would be. But you have a lot less people and you book a lot more weddings or shoots just by going one-on-one, making that personal connection with people. People buy from people. People don't buy from ads. People buy from people. And you may be thinking, well, what about Amazon? Amazon is, you know, a big, you know, company and they make tons of money. In Amazon's early days, they realized that people buy from people and they prioritize reviews. Reviews that are left by people. Reviews are incredibly important because they come from people. You believe that you can trust people. And people want, man, I've said people so many times. People want to help. People want to be nice. And the other thing is that if you do a good job, right? If you do one-on-one and, you know, you say, how can I help you? What can I do for you? You know, tell me about your wedding day. That sounds wonderful. You know, be genuinely interested in them. And you really go one by one or one-on-one. People will feel that connection. They will then want to share you with their friends who are, you know, either getting engaged or I'm talking a lot about weddings here, but I mean, this really applies to everything, family photographers, because that will make them the hero. People want to be a hero, right? That's a great feeling. If people share you, then they become the hero, but you got to do that by going one-on-one. So, you know, figure out also ways that you can give back to help be found by your ideal clients. Do, you know, charity auctions if it's for affluent families. Or donate your time at special events if it's for something that you are really passionate about. Help people. Care more about people. That's what you gotta do. And people want you to succeed. You know, just think about that, the Chewbacca mom. If you don't know, she's this woman who I think she bought like an animatronic Chewbacca mask at a store and then just found so much joy in laughing while wearing this mask because it looked like Chewbacca was laughing. She took a video of herself putting it on for the first time and then she posted it and people loved it. They loved it. People shared it all across Facebook. It had like a million shares in like the first minute or something. Not really, but I mean, it was shared a ton. And this video of this woman laughing who had a mask on was not valuable at all. Like, there was no educational value to it. You didn't learn anything. It made people feel good. And people wanted to praise her for that by sharing her message because people wanted to be the hero. If you share something that makes somebody else smile, they're going to remember you. So care about people. Care about people as much as you can. And that's all, you don't need to worry about, you know, boosting a Facebook post because people will want to help you. They will want to see you succeed. And that will help people become the hero. But all of this takes time. And I know I still have to work on caring for people better. Seriously, I do. But all of this is not possible if you do not know the essentials in photography, like I was talking about earlier. If you haven't taken that first step yet, and chances are you cannot implement all of this tomorrow because you don't know who you are yet as an artist, as a business owner, if that's what you want, you know, if that's the way that you want to go, or you don't know how you want to make the world a better place by caring for people. Now, if you've ever been on a shoot and just, you know, something just wasn't working out and you didn't know how to fix it, you need to be working on that first. This is step one. Because if you still got lost trying to make sure that your photo isn't way too bright or way too dark, then developing your style cannot be your priority at this moment. So I want to invite you into something new here for a moment. This is the exact reason why I have created a brand new mini course called Conquer Your Camera. Because I don't want you to feel stuck when you're shooting. And I want to give you a helping hand. So this is not your average mini course. In Conquer Your Camera, I go over the essentials that you need to know before moving ahead to the next step. In Conquer Your Camera, you will learn about the three most important elements in photography. You're going to learn what is exposure, how it's controlled, how composition is used to frame your photos, the importance of light and the different kinds to look out for. But what makes this mini course special is that included in the mini course, you will receive my brand new Conquer Your Camera field guide. Now, this is a set of cards held together by a keychain, and it is the perfect companion to attach to your camera bag or strap. So never again do I want you to feel lost when you are out shooting, because the answers are going to be right at your fingertips in these cards here. And it covers everything that you need to know, from when to use what camera settings, where to find soft light, compositional guidelines to improve your photos right away, a checklist of what you need to prepare before going out on a shoot, and a list of photography terms that you need to know, that every photographer needs to know, and a ton more. But this is the first step that you need to take before focusing on all of the extras. So if you are interested and you want to check it out, you can head over to learn.beginnerphotographypodcast.com and sign up. There is also a link in the show notes for this episode. And if you're listening on your phone, you can just swipe up and there will be a link right there to sign up for the course today. So again, that is learn.beginnerphotographypodcast.com to sign up. Now, this is going to be a really limited time thing because I only have 100 sets of cards. And once they're gone, then they're gone. But on top of that, note that currently the cards are only available for those in the U.S. as shipping prices outside the country are just astronomical. But there is a special price for those living outside the U.S. Who can't get the cards. So one last time, if you want to find out more, that's learn.beginnerphotographypodcast.com. learn.beginnerphotographypodcast.com. So let's go over one last time how to stand out as a photographer in a saturated market so that you can get to work. Number one, develop your style. This doesn't happen overnight. Your style finds you. You need to take a lot of photos. Number two, focus on one thing. Don't be a portrait photographer. Be a lifestyle family portrait photographer for multiple foster children over the age of 7. Charge more. You have to help yourself before you can help others. And that perceived value will help you so much more than you think that it will hurt you. And number four, care about others. People want to be the hero. People want to share what they love. And if they love you, they will share you. So go one-on-one. Really care about people. So this episode was packed full of actionable takeaways, and you may be feeling overwhelmed, and that is natural. But remember back to the quote, a journey of 1,000 miles begins with a single step. All you have to do is take the first step. I really hope that you enjoyed this episode of the podcast. I would love to hear your biggest takeaway. Maybe you had a light bulb moment or something that you were going to start implementing into your photography, some way that you are going to stand out as a photographer in your market. You can share it with me by joining the Beginner Photography Podcast community by heading over to beginnerphotopod.com/group. Again, beginnerphotopod.com/group. There you can be a part of the friendliest place on the internet for new photographers to share ideas, share images, ask for feedback, and just be welcomed and share all of your fun, creative ideas. Come join the family again over at beginnerphotopod.com/group. That is it for this week. Until next week, remember, the more that you shoot today, the better of a photographer you will be tomorrow. I promise.
Thank you for listening to the Beginner Photography Podcast. If you enjoy the show, consider leaving a review in iTunes. Keep shooting, and we'll see you next week.